This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. U.S. forces launched an artillery attack on a neighborhood in southern Baghdad today, aiming for insurgents thought to be behind Friday's downing of a U.S. military helicopter near Fallujah. A U.S. soldier died in that helicopter crash, and another died overnight in a mortar attack on a military base near the town of Balad. That's northwest of Baghdad. NPR's Julie McCarthy joins us from Baghdad. Julie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Now, we're also learning about, an attack on a convoy on the road to Ramadi yesterday. What do we know about that?
Attack on the convoy to Ramadi. We were briefed on that, but there were very, very few details given about that. In fact, Scott, you know, with these eruptions of violence that come really on a daily basis, we often don't hear about the nitty gritty of it until the next day. But apparently, this tanker was moving with a convoy and was, I believe they said it was small arms fire had been fired at the convoy. Again, this is something that is happening here on a daily basis, and frequently we don't hear about it, as I say, until the next day. The U.S. military has consistently stated, however, in the past 2 weeks that the number of attacks against U.S. forces is down. But when you look at the fatalities that have occurred over the Christmas and New Year's holidays, the number is quite significant. Around a dozen troops have been killed in action in this time period. And they have been the victims of roadside bombings, which is the weapon of choice against the American troops. In fact, the brigadier general who was briefing at the end of the week said that guerrillas had also at some point pretended during the downing of the helicopter crash that you mentioned, guerrillas had pretended to be members of the press and rushed some of those who were trying to clean up afterwards. So the picture does get confused from time to time, and particularly the bombing that we saw at the Nabil restaurant would suggest a different character and kind of violence that is erupting here, more directed at civilians.
In the little under a minute we have left, Julie, what can you tell us about the U.S. raid on a mosque earlier this week in Baghdad and reaction to it?
Yeah, the raid on the mosque was remarkable, I think, for several reasons. The U.S. military said that they seized a very large quantity of arms, including high explosives, bomb-making material, mortar launchers. But it was the books of the Quran that seemed to cause most of the stir there. Some of the members of the mosque said that they, during the raid, they had been desecrated. This was something that the military spokesman vehemently denied in a briefing last night. He said the United States authorities were very aware of the sensitivities of going in and searching and seizing. And in fact, as a result of that, they let the Iraqi Civil Defense Forces and Iraqi police lead that mission.
Okay, NPR's Julie McCarthy speaking from Baghdad.